B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A woman living in Evanston, Illinois, was preparing to unload her washing machine when she found a snake slithering among the wet clothing.
Whoa.
She called for help on Wednesday after discovering the creature. Local officers safely captured the very clean snake and took it to the Chicago Exotics Animal Hospital. And listen to this. One responding officer added, "I could smell it and can tell that it had actually been through a cycle. It smelled like downy."
Oh, that's so nice. Mm-hmm. Probably the envy of all the other snakes.
The animal turned out to be a pet named Penelope that had escaped from her owner. The snake was returned to its owner, nice and squeaky clean.
Amazing it could survive that, right?
I know, right?
Getting its brains rattled around.
Kathy, this one's for you. Okay. If you're going to light up your grill, make sure you open it up before you fire it up. A woman named Kat Kotze of Raleigh, North Carolina, opened up a drawer of her grill recently to find a family of 8 possums living inside.
Oh, saw this footage, you would die.
She took a video, and in it you can see a mother possum baring its teeth, surrounded by its 7 babies. Kotze said that she checked out the grill after her dog seemed extra interested in it, adding that she didn't want to disturb the animals and just let them live inside the grill.
Do you notice that mother possums never seem benevolently, you know, hey, these are my kids.
Yeah. Nope. They're fierce protectors. She added on Twitter that she now refers to the mother possum as Janice. She
Janice.
Named it Janice, yes. A woman reportedly snarled at Burger King employees in Largo, Florida, as they tried to convince her to leave the restaurant's bathroom. Police officers were eventually called to the scene, where they made a startling discovery.
Oh, no.
Authorities are claiming that after taking the suspect into custody, 7 syringes were discovered hidden inside of her nanny hoo-hoo. She's indeed a Florida woman.
Yeah.
So Jamie Westcott was snarling and yelling at Burger King employees from the bathroom.
I think I would snarl as well.
She was refusing to leave. When the police arrived, they claimed that the suspect showed several signs of narcotics usage. She reportedly agreed to be searched but became agitated when one of the officers felt something hard in her groin. At this point, Westcott reportedly told the officers she had effed up. Officers warned her that if she was taken into custody without revealing what the item was, she likely would face additional charges. When she wouldn't reveal what the item was in her groin, officers took her to custody at the station. Westcott finally relented.
"I have some syringes in my cooler."
And she revealed that she had 7 syringes full of clear fluid hidden inside of her.
7 syringes.
Yep. Oh. She had been charged.
The risk she was running.
With possession of drug paraphernalia and resisting an officer without violence.
I'd say she has an addiction problem.
Maybe. An Arizona pastor who has said that he prayed for the death of former President Obama and praised the 2016 mass shooting of Florida's Pulse nightclub has become the first person ever banned from entering Ireland.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't this weird? Irish Minister of Justice Charlie Flanagan signed an order under the Immigration Act of 1999 forbidding the entry of Stephen L. Anderson, pastor of Faithful World Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, ahead of a visit to Dublin that Anderson said he had scheduled for May 26.
Huh.
His visit's purpose was to preach to an unspecified congregation, according to the newspaper, and it was the first exclusion order signed since the law was enacted.
I thought the first time they did it, one other time with Dave Coulier.
Anderson made national headlines in 2009 when he said that he prayed for Obama's death, as well as after the 2016 Pulse shooting, in which he resulted in 50 fewer pedophiles, is what he said.
Huh. So this guy is really good with his PR.
And has repeatedly said the Bible calls for the execution of gay people.
Why wouldn't you want that in your country?
Anderson has also produced videos promoting Holocaust denial and claiming that the Jewish Messiah is the Antichrist. He has been banned from several other countries, including the United Kingdom, Malawi, South Africa, Canada, Jamaica, and all other European countries. Before the order was signed, numerous Irish LGBTQ rights groups had called for Anderson to be prevented from entering the country. Over 14,000 people had signed a petition calling for his banning as of Sunday evening. So they ain't letting him in.
Yeah.
That was interesting. And let's see. How about this one? A man who claimed to suffer from brain damage because of West Nile virus was sentenced to 20 years in prison for recording and distributing child pornography. But he tried to use that as a defense.
West Nile virus? That was his excuse.
And the judge wasn't buying it. Irving Jose Marquez received the maximum sentence Thursday after pleading guilty to federal charges. As part of the plea agreement, a charge was dismissed. But Marquez and his attorney said that he wasn't in his right mind. They say he contacted West Nile virus in 2009 and that the virus subsequently made him sexually aggressive.
The guy got West Nile virus and everything.
Yeah, so they wanted the minimum sentence, but they ended up going with the maximum. And records show apparently his mother said that he was sexually aggressive since he was young. So the West Nile virus.
Nothing to do with West Nile virus.
And then one last story. How about this? We were just talking about something similar to this the other day. A Florida man says that his grass grew a little too tall, but he doesn't think that he should lose his house over it. The city of Dundon moved to foreclose on the home of 69-year-old Jim Ficken over $30,000 in unpaid code violation fines. Now, the Tampa Bay Times reports that Ficken was fined $500 a day last summer because his grass was taller than 10 inches. He filed a lawsuit against the city seeking a nominal $1 in damages, relief from the fines, and an end to the city's practice of fining people without considering ability to pay. Because here's the deal. Last summer, Ficken said that he was away for lengthy periods managing the estate of his deceased mother in South Carolina, and the man that he had paid to mow his lawn had died unexpectedly.
Oh, no.
Well, those are extenuating circumstances.
That's why
they're going to take his home away?
Yeah, they foreclosed on his home.
Oh, come on.
So, exactly. The grass holes, right?
See, I'd claim he has West Nile virus.
Maybe that
seems to not work.
Yeah, that seems to not work.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Andy and Magnus Tate took in everywhere they could go on this 2,000-mile adventure that they spent 6 years planning. The fun-seeking duo visited streets, villages, and towns that had funny titles. Now, these guys live in the UK. So highlights included Cumwinton, Fanny Street, Upper Thong, Butthole Lane.
Oh my God.
Willie. And these are real names, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a place called
Tittyho.
And Sandy Balls. So they went around and they took pictures of all these signs of these towns and streets all around, and they've compiled them. They also visited Pound Bottom, Cockermouth, Penis Stone, Butthole Bell End. These are real names. Lower Swell. And some of these are like Fanny. There's one called Fanny Street. A Fanny is, that means vagina.
Oh, because here it means an ass.
Yeah, it's the other way around there.
Hey, they're so crazy, aren't they?
Yeah, they're crazy. So, Buttcombe, Shaftesbury, Old Sodbury, Lickford, Fringehoe, Slut's Hole Lane.
So is R-gash their butthole?
It might be. Scunthorpe. Rimswell.
Yeah.
I like that one. And Wet Wang.
Man, they have a whole bunch.
We're on their list as well. The lads spent 4 days on the road trip and took a selfie with 34 roads, town, or village signs. The remarkable blue tour of Britain saw them trekking through at least 25 counties on each of the northeast and southwest west coasts. It took 6 years for Andy and for him to meticulously map it out. And he dreamed up the idea as he drove past a place that was called South Gash in northern Scotland in 2013 with his brother Magnus.
So they had their own gash.
He said he couldn't help but laugh at the signpost. And ever since that day, he researched locations of other hilariously named places and then went on to painstakingly map out the route, incorporating 34 stops in almost every corner of Britain. A few of the other places that they hit were Cock Lakes, Coat Hill, Cockermouth, Clit Hero.
Oh my God!
These are names of towns.
Don't kill the messenger. We're just delivering usable information.
Buttcombe, Cocking, Lickford, Fanny Hands Lane, Coxhoe, and back to Bellenden Gardens. So some of these, they don't sound too funny. But
so maybe over there, they're
in the UK, they might. So
disgusting.
Those guys worked hard and wanted their efforts to be known. So
and we did.
I got that to pass along to you. Well, after hours of delays, a man on Southwest Airlines on a flight from Sacramento to Los Angeles was kicked off. This is ridiculous. After he jokingly asked if water being handed out by a flight attendant was vodka.
I saw this. This is incredibly stupid.
Yeah, listen to this story. Now, a fellow passenger says that it was the flight attendant who overreacted to a joke. He said, this is according to Peter Uzalak. He said, I've been flying for decades. I've never seen anything like this. Wednesday afternoon, Uzalak was on a flight to Austin, Texas with a stop in L.A. While on the tarmac at LAX, a maintenance light came on. Uzalak said it was minor, but they want to go back to the gate and check it out and see. And then the flight was delayed again. He said, you know, we've been burning fuel, he said. So by the time they needed to refuel, a few hours had passed. So the flight attendants had started to pass out water to all the passengers.
Right.
That's when Uzalak said the man next to him made the joke. He said something like, hey, they should be passing out vodka because we've been waiting so long. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all the guy said. Uzalak said the flight attendant, who he described as young, did not take kindly to that comment.
What did you say?
She came by and was like, I don't think that, and I didn't like your joke. And then my wife tried to butt in there and say, look, we've been on this plane for hours. And so she says, the flight attendant said, so what? So have I, and you have to get used to it.
That's a great way to interact with your public.
Uzalak and the other passengers were shocked by the flight attendant's reaction. He said, and then all of a sudden, I see her on the telephone up in front. And that's when the plane turned back to the gate again. And several sheriff's deputies came on board and asked the man next to Uzalak to leave.
And weren't passengers around them coming to their support?
People started yelling. In fact, people stood up. I stood up. People were saying that this man didn't do anything, according to Uzalak. And the sheriff's office says the man was not charged with any crime, though. Uzalak says he's filed a complaint against the flight attendant with Southwest. Southwest said,
good PR.
Said in a statement, we regret any less than positive experience a customer has on board our aircraft. We welcome over 100 million customers each year, and we aim to maintain the comfort of all while delivering Southwest hospitality. We will share this report to our customer relations team.
But so, no vodka jokes, please.
Yeah, whatever you do.
I mean, you can joke about bombs all you want, but no wine or spirits.
Lay off the vodka.
Yeah.
All right, so here's a developing story. German police are investigating the deaths of three people who were found in a rural Bavarian hotel impaled by crossbow bolts.
Yo.
Whoa.
A chambermaid discovered the bodies in a room alongside two crossbows. So far, there is no sign that another person was involved. The relationship between, and I have an update on this because I saw it this morning, but I didn't read the full details. The relationship between the three victims, a man aged 53 and two women aged 30 and 33. Oh, this is Game of Thrones. Remains unclear. The hotel stands in an idyllic spot by the Ilz River near the city of Paso.
This is a whole lot of crazy.
Another hotel guest who was staying in the hotel for a short break said that it had been completely quiet that night. The hotel manager said the three dead, who were all German, had planned to stay for three nights but had not ordered breakfast. The man and a 33-year-old woman were found lying hand in hand on the bed, shot with bolts to the head and chest. The other woman was lying in a pool of blood on the floor with a bolt through the chest. Police have seized a white pickup truck parked outside, which has stickers reportedly linked to a hunting club. Now, the update that I saw is they found two more bodies.
Two more bodies?
Oh. Yeah, so I haven't read the full story yet, and I will eventually get to that. A hotel guest said the man had a long white beard and the women were dressed in black and described them as strange.
Some sort of ritual, perhaps?
Or a murder.
Yeah.
I mean, on arrival on Friday evening, they simply wished their guests a good evening, then went upstairs to their second floor room with bottles of water and Coca-Cola. That's what the witness said.
Can we have some more pillows and a few crossbows, please?
Isn't that weird? So I will try and find the latest
that's
on
effed
that
up
and see if there's more. But crossbow bolts, that's really weird.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.